You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio.
Okay, you're listening to Baseball Zealot Radio. My name is Tom Nelsoppen, and I'm coming to you from Urbana, Illinois. It is August 19th, 2007, and this is show 28. We were doing a roundtable this week, and we got Todd Ventresca from Pittsburgh. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And we got C. Luke up in Chicago. Hey, how you doing, Luke?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good, Tom. How you
all
doing?
Right, not too bad. How was your weekend?
Luke. Weekend good. A little rainy up here in Chi-Town. We got Cubs Cardinals trying to get that game in.
Yeah, the game was postponed, and then I couldn't get on TV yesterday. So I had to listen to it on the radio, of course, because we all know they won.
Well, today they're playing tonight, I guess, in the ESPN game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Right.
Well, same thing here in Pittsburgh today. The Pirates and Phillies, they just finished about 10 minutes ago, and they started at 1 or 1:30 today.
Yeah.
A little rain, and I think we got tropical
storms
and all sorts of fun stuff doing. How's that 15-year plan doing in Pittsburgh, Todd?
That 15-year plan. It's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah?
I got some good stuff about the 15-year plan.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Dave Littlefield, who's only been a part of the plan for about the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
Here's what they're dealing with. And this all comes, here's some stuff. Some of his moves back in December of 2002, they traded for Matt Hergis from Montreal.
Oh, homeboy,
right?
Champion
Illinois. Right? Hergis didn't make the team out of spring training.
I was gonna say I don't remember him playing for the Pirates, but
right,
yeah.
The guy they traded lead the National League in ERA, Chris Young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
yeah.
That is good. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
November 2003, right? They took Blauner Sanchez and Matt Gurrier off of their 40-man roster, and they got claimed in the Rule 5 drafts by the Dodgers and the Twins. Now, Sanchez, who's hurt this year, but last year he had a pretty decent year. He had a good year with the Dodgers. Last year with the Mets, he was 5-1 with a 2.60 ERA. Gurrier this year has got a 1.77 ERA. But they're not good enough for the Pirates. Guys that they protected over those two that year were Carlos Rivera, Tony Alvarez, Jason Boyd, and Mark Corey.
Who? No.
The December 2004 traded Leo Nunez to Kansas City for Benny Santiago. Okay. Nunez this year has only got a 1.96 ERA for the Royals.
You like that sort of thing, and I kind of do.
Yeah. December 2005, if Ty Wigginton was dropped from their 40-man roster, while they decided to protect Yurendo DeCaster and Javier Guzman. Not that Wigginton is that great, but, I mean,
you know
he did hit 24 homers last year.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, that's the thing. Now, the best one was in 2004 when they were shopping Chris Benson around. The Phillies were interested. They offered the Pirates this minor league first baseman. The Pirates said, no, we don't need him. We have somebody else that we like better that's in our system already, in Brad Eldred. Because the guy
they... Tell me Ryan Howard. Don't
the guy
Ryan.
They passed on was Ryan Howard. They said he had too many holes in his swing and they didn't
his
chances.
Oh, my gosh. And that was
Littlefield. That's what we're dealing with.
That was Littlefield who made those decisions?
Yeah, that was Littlefield.
Maybe it's time to look for another general manager.
Eldred's hitting .215 in Triple A. Struck out 76 times. Got 17 walks.
I remember big, he was touted.
Now the Pirates ended up trading Benson that year to the Mets, right?
Yeah.
For Ty Wigginton, Jose Bautista, and Jeff Kepinger.
Who's now up for the Reds.
Right.
Kepinger, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They got Bautista back after leaving him unprotected the year before, and the Mets took him in the Rule 5 draft. So the Pirates traded back for him, and then they let Kepinger and Wigginton go.
What you might remember better than me, and I don't have a book. I do have a book in front of me, but when they traded Aramis Ramirez to the Cubs, what was that philosophy?
And Kenny Lofton.
Yeah, and Kenny Lofton. What was the point of that again? Because the Cubs gave him nothing, I think.
Well, he was a free agent, and they weren't going to sign him. They weren't going to sign him. But it's okay that they can trade for now a 33-year-old sore-arm pitcher and Matt Morris and take his whole salary, which, again, you know, it's just one thing after another. I mean, these guys, when Brian Sabian got that call from Littlefield, he had to be doing everything he could not to sit there and crack up laughing.
Well, I remember I asked you that question the other night. We were scratching our heads up here. Why did the Pirates want Matt Morris? You know,
Well, he'll help our young pitchers.
No, Sabian was probably waving to the guys in the office. Hey, guys.
Put him on speakerphone.
I heard one theory up here is they want to go to the next level. They want to go from a 70-win team to a 73-win team.
That could be.
They want to go to the next level, but I don't know.
You know what? If they're fighting for a division and you need a 3 or 4 starter, I could buy the move. But when you're in last place, you have no chance, and you're building on the future, why the heck do you do that? And you're taking on $9.2 million this year, $9.5 million next year, okay? And it goes back. Here was Aramis Ramirez, who's a 23-year-old third baseman, had a great upside, who had already had a 30-home run season by the time
he was 25 when they were trading him.
Was he now?
Yeah, they got Bobby Hill. Wow, I forgot about Bobby Hill.
Yeah, Bobby Hill they got.
Jose Hernandez and Matt Brubeck.
Right. Dave Brubeck's son. No.
Couldn't they ever, if they signed any free agent, not that this, we want to pick on the Pirates, but I mean, have they signed any of their own free agents or others in recent memory?
Well, they never signed their own. Unless they're guys like Nate McLouth or things like that. They're all, no. You kidding me? The guys that they've signed, Derek Bell, Will Cordero, who else have they signed? Joe Randa.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
So what's
Jeremy Burnett.
So are the natives wrestling?
The one guy that they did sign that maybe they should have kept that was a decent was Matt Stairs.
Right.
But, you know, he was here 1 year. They let him go. These guys can't wait to get out. My cousin played ball in Mount Lebanon for high school ball here in Mount Lebanon, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh. And he's good friends with a guy that was made the Pirates this year. He's a utility instructor named Don Kelly. Kelly's back down in Indianapolis, and I was talking to my cousin. He went down. My cousin lives in Indianapolis now, so he was at the game. And he was talking to Don Kelly, and Kelly said it is so much better playing in Indianapolis than having to be up there in Pittsburgh. He said place is a mess. He said it's a mess.
Wow.
Yeah.
How to fix it? I mean, you can't fix it easily. I mean, I guess.
Well, they keep, look at their draft picks. The guys they've drafted. I mean, they don't have a number one pick that's done anything for them. They've drafted all these pitchers. They all blow their arms out. They all need surgery. Two position players they drafted number one, they might be up next year. Neil Walker and Andrew McCutchen. They might be up next year. There's some promise with those two. But the pitchers they keep drafting, Brian Bullington hurt his arm, had surgery. He's a AAA now. Sean Burnett, he needed the surgery. He's a AAA. John Van Benschoten, he's hurt, right? He came up this year, got rocked. He's back in AAA. None of these guys can do anything. They draft these guys. When they drafted Brian Bullington, number one pick. I mean, and the guys that they passed over, it was just amazing. But Bullington, they draft him number one. They project him as a number three starter. This guy they drafted this year, what's his name, Daniel Moskoff or something?
Right. Yeah.
They're projecting him as a middle relief pitcher. This is the number one, the fourth overall pick.
I don't think
you usually
pick middle relief pitchers. Right.
Well, they passed on the kid from Georgia, the switch hitting catcher, Wieters.
Wieters,
passed on him because they didn't want to deal with Scott Boras, so they don't draft the kid.
Well,
meanwhile, Baltimore takes him. They sign him for $6 million. Then they're going to give Matt Morris.
Sure.
It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
The White Sox don't deal with Boras either. That's their other. They don't pick any Boras.
Yeah, I know, but I think at some point in time, when you have
people.
A need, I think you
yeah,
have a
right.
They have well, they have no catchers in their system. They have no catchers. Humberto Cota is their AAA catcher. I mean, he's a major leaguer. They just brought this guy up today, Maldonado. They brought him up over the weekend, a catcher. He was hitting.
I thought they brought back Candy Maldonado.
They may as well have. He's hitting about 225, 230 in AAA, and he's brought up to the major league now.
I mean, there you go. Well, you know what Casey Stengel said? That is, he picked Toby Landreth number one in the Mets expansion draft. If you don't have a catcher, you're going to have a lot of pass balls. So that was his rationale. But I don't know. That was – well, didn't they – Pirates had gone way back after Tony Pena. They had Harper, right? Brian Harper? And he went to the Twins from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Or no? I'm trying to remember. That's a lot of years ago, I know.
They had Brian Harper.
But he wasn't bad. I know he wasn't a great catcher, but he could hit a little bit.
But in all honesty, the Pirates had some players back then.
Are the fans pretty upset about this? Are they indifferent?
Yes,
or
they are upset.
So what do you think will happen?
I was at the game Thursday night. They had fireworks. They had a sellout. They had 36,000.
Really? Because of the fireworks?
Well, they're not too upset then.
Wow.
Yep. Hey, Todd, what is Littlefield's future then? I mean, is he...
Well...
I've heard rumors, I guess.
Kevin McClatchy resigned in July.
Right.
Stepping down at the end of the year. He had some of his power taken away at the beginning of the year by the guy that owns the club, his son, is stepping in now.
Okay.
As the president or CEO or whatever. So at the end of the year, they're going to go out and look for a new president to come in. They're saying we want a baseball guy. The big hot rumor is Walt Jocketty. Up here because he's pretty, I guess, just upset. He's having a hard time in St. Louis.
Well, then hello, Tony La Russa, then, huh?
Well,
hello,
that's
Tony.
The other thing.
They go hand in hand.
You never know. So, which, you know, I can't say would be a bad thing. So, here's the other thing with Littlefield. You know, Jack Wilson, they've been trying to trade Jack Wilson. All right. Maybe Jack Wilson's not the best shortstop in baseball, but he's certainly not the worst.
No.
Okay. And, so they're trying to peddle him because he's going to make maybe $4 or $5 million next year, $6 million. I don't know. Because he had the big year and they gave him the big contract. So but now they want to dump him because they just took on Matt Morris's money. It's like, but they got nobody in the minors to replace the guy. Jack Wilson's been going crazy. He's got his average up almost to 270 now. He's been hitting like gangbusters. He's busting his butt every night. But when he was on the block before the deadline, this was another story around Pittsburgh. Apparently, Toronto was interested in when Littlefield wanted Troy Gloss in return.
There you go. There you go.
There's your deal right there.
He couldn't make a deal, huh?
I can't believe Toronto. They didn't jump all over that.
Sure.
You know, it's funny, Juan Uribe is similar here. Most people are a lot of people are all over Uribe, and I don't think he's half bad. It's just when the rest of the guys aren't doing good, that magnifies, you know, the problems.
Right.
Yeah, Jack Wilson, 271. Carlos Maldonado, 0-for-1 today, but did get a walk. Yeah, so there is hope there, I think.
He's got some plate discipline.
That's true. Hey, you know, I saw the other day in a totally random comment, but Josh Phelps going behind the plate for you guys, which is where he started, which I thought Toronto moved him away. I saw him in the minors at Tennessee Smokies several years back, and he was a big prospect behind the plate. I don't think he played a game or maybe played only a handful of games in the majors.
He caught a couple innings for the Yankees this year. An inning.
He did, but then he caught one for you last week, right?
Yeah, and that was out of necessity because Domet got hurt,
right?
And they had a doubleheader. They had a doubleheader with the Giants on Monday. Domet got hurt the first game, and he was going to catch the second game. He got hurt, so they put Phelps in. He played the second game behind the plate. So,
that's
been a nice pickup for the Pirates, actually, Josh Phelps.
Oh, I think so.
He's been playing really well. He's playing really well. He had another big day today. He came in, he pinched hit, he walked, and then he came later, he got a hit. So he's playing well. He's playing well for them. And then, you know, and when he gets his chances. The Pirate offense all of a sudden has gotten hot. I think
Buckles fell to 51-71 today. I'm just looking at their 20
under. They didn't fall. They rose. They rose. They won.
They lost 8-4 according to my sheet. Am I looking at the
right? No, they won today.
Oh, yeah, Ian Snell. They got it all flipped away on CBS. You're right, Ian Snell with the win. So they rose to 51-71.
Yes, they rose. Give credit where credit is due.
I will. I will. No more. My boys are on the way of having a offer on a West Coast road trip, losing 11-5 right now to Seattle.
Oh, yeah?
They will get the hat, the golden sombrero, winning no games at Oakland and no games in Seattle.
Yikes.
They're like mailing it in.
That's like a Bulls West Coast win.
It is. It is. Yeah, I think it's a Chicago thing. Yeah, you're right. They can't.
I think I think that the Cubs historically have always struggled out in L.A. Dodgers seemed to always own them out there.
Right.
Was that right? Houston was a problem under the Astrodome, I remember. I don't know. So much with
that was a problem for the Pirates too. Even in the '70s, when they were, you know, when they were hitting on all those, they go down to Houston. And, you know, it was 2 out of 3 or get swept. I mean,
sure.
It was amazing.
Some of those domes, it's like the Sox and the Twins. Anytime they went to Minnesota, it's always a dome of horrors.
Right.
But then, you know, ironically, you go to like the Yankee Stadium, and they don't do too badly there. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of the Yankees, I see they won again today. Detroit is, they're on a downward spiral.
Yeah, yeah.
4 games, man.
Really
down to 4 games. Red Sox.
Yeah.
They
won in the...
Chuck, they even lost to the Sox. Oh, sorry.
What's that?
they even got swept by the Sox.
That's right, they did. That's hard to do these days.
Yeah, but Cleveland got cold, too.
Yeah.
Cleveland had a chance to pull away a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Get some
room. They did. They got cold, yeah.
And they didn't do it.
They did,
The only thing they did is fall behind now in the wild card race.
I think what's happening with the Sox division, I think they're starting to believe they're in the National League Central,
ooh,
the way they're playing. But I don't know. That could be. 80-82 could win the National League Central. I don't think it will.
This is a typical Sox fan talking here.
What? 80-82? What did you see?
It is realistic, Tom. Tom, it is realistic.
It's possible.
In that division.
It's possible.
It really is. I mean, the Brewers have not been playing well. And the Cubs, I mean, just passed them. I mean, you know, the Cubs.
Yeah, it took them forever.
They had that run to get up there, but then once they got out there, they haven't been playing good the last week and a half.
I think,
right?
I might take them more than that to win the division. I think. Do I sense a bet coming on here that whoever wins the Central will take more than 80-82?
If ever a time it was going to happen, this would be the year, right?
Maybe this might be the time, but I think it definitely will take more than 80-82. Let's get realistic if we're going to talk.
84-78 could easily do it.
81-81?
84-78.
I think 83 wins. Could win the.
Hey, in 73 when the Mets won the National League East,
win a whole lot more.
I don't think there were that many games over 500.
So you're saying
they were like they're like 83
more,
and
you're saying one game more than the second place team is what you're saying that the second place team will win 79 games.
I'm just saying 80-82 is a possibility. I'm just saying.
Okay. You're just trying to insult the Central Division of the National League.
It deserves insulting. Let's be honest here. It does deserve insulting.
Did you guys see that two strikeout records were broken today?
I know Santana struck out 17. Is that one of them?
That was a team record for the Twins and Smoltz.
Okay.
Smoltz pass.
Smoltz had the Braves. Yeah, the all-time for the Braves.
John Smoltz broke the Braves career record for strikeouts. He passed Phil Negro.
Wow. That's pretty good, considering, he's been hanging around.
Yeah, Phil Negro. He was around forever. He pitched a whole lot of innings in one season and every season. So that does say a lot for Smoltz.
I'm segueing back here. I looked up the 1973 standings, Pat.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. 82-79 for the
82 Mets. 82-79, yeah.
Second place was the Cardinals at 81-81.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there West American League West race, too, where Texas won?
Yeah.
They were just notched over 500. I don't know what year that would have been.
I remember that 73 because that was the first – it was the year after Clemente was killed.
That's
right. And the Pirates were just a couple games under.
Two and a half back, and they
almost won the division.
Uh-huh.
They were 2.5 back, exactly.
Yeah.
That was, so, well, I mean, look at the Cardinals only won 83 games last year, so, right? I mean, they were 83 and 78.
Sure.
And that gnashed in my head, so. No, I don't, to hear the talk up here, you'd think the Cubs were the greatest team, and I mean, that they should have been passed.
Okay,
I mean, they've been struggling.
I'm not up there, and I'm not hearing that. You know you don't hear that from me. I think
no, not from you. No, no.
There's
Cub fans that are saying the Brewers are surely going to choke. It's like,
but
you don't know. You know, you never know baseball. I
mean,
think the Cubs have a better team, but you never
know. They are
know.
The greatest team, but I don't talk like that. I think I hold my trash talk, at least on the show I do.
I know. Is Ned Yost a good manager?
Let me put it this way. I am starting to get a little more excited about a possible, you know, playoff appearance. I've been a little reticent, a little bit low-key about whether or not the Cubs will make it. Now I'm getting a little bit, now they've won two against the Cardinals and starting to think, well, maybe I think they can actually do it. And you know how I've been. I've been kind of quiet about that, but I think they've got a chance. It's getting close to the, you know, mid-August now. It's time to get, you know,
yep,
take that step, you know.
We'll see what they do the last two games against the Cardinals.
That's exactly it. What can they do against the Cardinals these last two games? And we'll see. I'm hoping they can do it.
I thought the Cards were ready to make a run.
Yeah, exactly.
When you see my article that I just wrote for our league,
yeah.
I had put my predictions in there from the other day,
right,
of what I thought was going to happen. And I put it, I said, I think the Cardinals are going to take that division.
You should post on the Zealot.
Yeah, I should have, huh?
You should.
Well, we'll have to revisit our preseason prediction,
yeah,
one of these days.
We should
we
do
were,
that.
I remember definitively saying the Mets wouldn't win. Boy, the Mets, I don't know who to give credit to. They either Willie Randolph or general manager or they're hanging in
Randolph
there.
I think Randolph deserves a lot of credit. I mean,
I think so. Either of you guys watched The Bronx is Burning, where, of course, Willie
no,
Randolph
I haven't.
Is
I've seen
featured role. Did you? You haven't. You told me the other night you didn't, right, Pat?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, no.
I like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. I like it. I'm looking forward to the last.
They have actual footage in it, right, Chuck?
They do, yeah. They have game footage.
Right.
They've forgotten, really, you know,
I
in 77, 30 years now.
I can see some actual footage of old, you know, well, not, I shouldn't say old because it was during my life, but, you know, of old baseball I like, so I should probably check it out. And
well, there was a DVD of the 1977 Yankees, I think available, I don't know, you know,
yeah,
check online, five DVD sets. I think they have some of that footage.
Sure.
But they lost the first game in the ALCS at home,
right,
to the Royals in a short five-game series. That's tough. And then they were down 2-1 going to Kansas City. And they won the last two in Kansas City.
Okay.
Shambliss,
that show.
Right?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Wasn't that the year Shambliss hit the homer?
That was the year after. This is the year after.
Wait,
77.
Oh,
76.
Year 76. Okay, 76.
Right.
Okay.
This
okay.
is Reggie's first year. And then,
right,
the Bronx didn't have to give ESPN. They don't need an extra... They don't need an extra tout, but I'll give them one anyway. But they, this last episode, showed the Yankees winning the ALCS, but I'd forgotten this part of history. In game five, Billy Martin sat Reggie because he couldn't hit split off.
Yeah.
And, you know, they wound up winning. They played Paul Blair instead.
Really?
Wow.
But then they put Reggie in there middle of the game and they came back. Yankees were trailing in the ninth. They scored two in the ninth to win it. So I think the Royals and the Yankees met three straight years, I think.
Right.
And then four out of 5 years they met. Finally, the Royals knocked down the door in 1980 and beat the Yankees. But classic stuff. But it's done pretty well. Billy Martin is John Turturro. Looks just like him. I don't know who the actor is that plays Thurman Munson, but it's like a dead ringer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw for about 5 minutes one night.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think you can actually.
It was when Billy Martin thought he was getting canned,
which was about every 5 minutes.
Yeah,
which was about every 5 minutes of the Yankees.
Yeah,
I think I don't know what you know. It's been a lot of years since Billy's been gone, but I remember actually in '86, Hawk Harrelson was going to bring him on to manage the Sox after he let Harrelson go. That was the
right
plan.
I mean,
I don't know what happened to the plan, but yeah, after Tony won. But what about Tony La Russa and this batting the pitcher eighth stuff? He's doing that like 12 games in a row.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done it like 13 games in a row, right?
Yeah, he did it a lot that, what was that, 90, or no, when did he do it? 2000, 2001? 99, 2000, somewhere around there he did
right.
it. He was doing it, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
The guy I work with, a Cardinal fan, asked him, what's he doing? He says, no, he just wants to put a few more guys ahead of Pujols. He wants to make sure there's a few more guys on base before Pujols comes up. I said, why don't they drop Pujols down
yeah, exactly,
a spot?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what? I don't quite. But, you know, that was just me thinking, I'm not in baseball. What do I know?
Right.
I don't know nothing. So that's
what. So what about Rick Ankiel, huh? What a return for him, huh?
It was a good feel after the.
Yeah.
Just a few days after the Bonds homer, we got the Ankiel story.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Chuck. It's exactly what I thought. That boy, what a nice, good feel good story.
Barry wasn't a feel good story breaking the record.
What's that?
That wasn't a feel good story when Barry broke the record.
No, I think the media had a awkward feeling about it, and they're like, okay, we're supposed to feel good about it, but you know, some people don't, obviously. And
how'd you feel?
I'm glad it's over. That's you can say that you're happy about it. I know you don't have any problem with it, but and I can say that too. But let's face it, there are a lot of people who think that the record's tainted and all that, and the media is pretending that it's okay. But really, there's a lot of people out there who don't. Obviously, the media does not like Barry. 20 minutes after he hit the home run, ESPN had the author of Game of Shadows on, and I'm sure they weren't talking nice about him. I'm just glad it's over.
He's going to play one more year. I guess I had forgotten, and all the hoopla over the homer record, he's only about 70-some hits away from 3,000.
Right.
So,
right.
Sure, he wants the 3,000
hits.
I wonder where he stands in walks. Totally forget about the whole.
Number one.
He is number one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Over Henderson.
More
walks than Henderson. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a little trivia question.
Henderson's got to be number two, though, right? Henderson.
No, you're right. He passed Ricky. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's a little trivia question. The other night, the Giants were in Atlanta.
Right.
There were three all-time records extended in that game that night for the first time ever in the history of a baseball game.
I'll let Tom answer that one because I think we talked about this midweek or at least one of them.
Well, you know one of them, right?
I know one of them. Actually, I don't know the other two. So, well,
what day was it?
It was one day last week, I think. The Braves were playing the Giants.
Well, keep in mind, Tom, we're talking to an umpire. So, what would be his mind?
It's nothing to do with an umpire.
Just a little. Oh, is there a number of ejections, Tom?
Bobby Cox ejection. Yeah, that was 100.
Yeah,
it's 130
the night before he broke the record. This was the night after.
But you said extended, so that was the extension. You're not referring to that.
So his ejection extended the all time record.
Oh, extended.
Pro walk to extend his all time walks lead. Andy Homer to extend his all time run lead.
Gotcha. Yeah, he has 760 right now, right? Bonds does. So
no, last minute shuffle. I guess these guys should be holding on to every ball he hits now. You never know.
Right.
I mean, he's supposed to be playing next year, but the ultimate last home run ball will be more valuable probably than the 750.
Right. Oh yeah.
Six. So, yeah.
And you never know when it'll happen.
Right. Well, I said like. With the Aaron ball, I think we talked about this before, how it happened in July of 76, and he was still playing three more months. Nobody thought that would be his last homer.
Sure.
Nobody really considered it.
So,
they're building they're going to put a monument to him up at Miller Park out in the parking lot to mark the spot.
Really?
Parking lot?
Yeah.
In the parking lot, that's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's really great.
But they're gonna,
they're going to
put a statue
vandalized at all.
Yeah.
You know, there should be a show on monuments that exist in odd places. I think I asked you the other night about Forbes Field, right? The left field wall still intact.
The left
University
wall
of Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And home plate is is they placed it after they, you know,
from Forbes Field.
Because Forbes Field was located on property owned by the University of Pittsburgh.
Right.
And they built a library on the spot, and then they put home plate within the library. It's under glass in the floor.
Nice. Did anybody keep anything from Three Rivers Stadium, and they just blow it up and the heck with it? Even though they won two championships there.
It's a parking lot.
Yeah, they won two championships there. You think somehow that would be?
I don't think there were too many tears shed when Three Rivers was playing.
No, I know, but I mean, they
didn't shed any.
But they had pretty good success in that ballpark. I mean, forget the ballpark. They had great success in that ballpark. But
it was such a lousy ballpark.
Now, if they could get rid of that lousy junk hole called Wrigley Field, I'm on that bandwagon.
Why would you care?
I guess I don't care, but, yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess I don't care. I just think it's, I guess I don't care.
Boy,
you're right.
You Sox fans, I tell you.
You're right.
If
they're going to get rid of Yankees.
Say, boy, I wish that they would tear down the cell. I honestly don't care. It reminds me.
Well, right. If they're going to get rid of Yankee Stadium, they should be able to get rid of any stadium in the country.
Hey, Todd.
I can't understand.
This joke. Hey, Todd. How are Cubs fans and Sox fans alike?
How are they alike?
They both check the Cubs score first.
Ouch. Not true.
That is true. I can guarantee you that is true.
That's not true. You know what? I've heard just as much Sox bashing. Not from you, maybe, but I know plenty of people up here that are ripping on the Sox always in their Cub fans. Not you and Mike Raisin and some of those guys. But
Raisin's a Cubs fan?
He's a Cubs fan, but he's a Chicago fan, he says. So I don't know.
There's no such thing.
Sure there is.
Why not? Why can't you be?
I don't know. I don't know any. I don't know anyone who was.
I was,
for the
well,
Cubs and
I mean, I'm not a native Chicagoan, but I lived there for, a long time.
You're a
years.
Fan.
Yeah, but I mean,
I put you in a White Sox fan camp. You cheered for them in the
up until 2001 when the Cubs screwed me out on $90 in tickets when they lied. I hated the Cubs.
That's Wrigley for you.
Yeah.
Talk to Ted about that, although Ted's still going back tomorrow. Teddy Ballgame wants to go back because we have another unique event in this town. We have a Cub game in the afternoon and a Sox game at night.
There you go.
Sox and Royals, if you consider that a
one of the best T-shirts I ever saw, though, was at the Comiskey, the old Comiskey. Or no, actually, it was at the Cell, I think, maybe. But it was a White Sox fan, obviously wearing this, and it was the end of the year, and the Cubs were coming down in the race. They were close, but not close as fear. I can't remember what it was, but the guy had a shirt that said the Cubs' magic number. 911.
911. I didn't see that. I've seen that.
You know that whoever made that shirt also made a shirt that said the Sox match number and it's going to say 911,
Yeah. That was the first time I saw it. I thought it was funny.
I saw some pretty disparaging t-shirts the last time I went to Wrigley, which was, when did I go? Last year? And for a rooftop event? I think it was last year.
You went to
and the vendors outside were selling it. I thought, like in the cell, you see a guy in the street occasionally. You'll hawk some disparaging T-shirts against the Cubs, but this was like a vendor right outside the park. I'm sure he was a licensed vendor. It was kind of like
sure he was.
No, he was. I mean, he had all this. He had a stand outside the park. He wasn't like a street guy. He had a stand right outside on Waveland, I think. So I thought that's kind of weird that he's okay. Probably unlicensed event. Did I share with you guys that I forgot, and I wish I could give the columnist credit, but what he had a perfect use for Yankee Stadium. He says, move the Baseball Hall of Fame to Yankee Stadium. But he was serious.
Well, why would
he
want to do that?
He said just because
of the
number of
people.
What's that?
Have you been to the Hall of Fame?
No. I mean, it's a beautiful town. I know I've...
You're crazy then.
No, why? Because what's the significance of the Hall of Fame being in Cooperstown? We know historical significance.
Well, supposedly that was the birthplace of baseball.
Well, we know that wasn't true. We know that's not true. So now,
don't know
fairy tale.
Rumor.
You're pretty sure. We're pretty
it's
sure
a
of that.
Fairy tale rumor, but still,
But what other stadium's got more history than Yankee Stadium? I thought it was a darn good idea, and more people would be able to see it.
Well, there's none. I mean, there's no question. There's none. There's no stadium that
even
really
like
close
that
to
right now. I wouldn't want it to move. I certainly want it to move in New York City. That's for sure.
No, it's nice where it is. You ever been up there, Chuck?
No, it's too damn hard to get up to. I got to tell you,
it's beautiful up there. Cooperstown is a nice little town.
You have not even tried going there, and you're telling me it's hard.
Yes, I did. How do you know I did? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I tried to go.
Lost?
I tried to go to when I was staying with my aunt, and she lived in Pottstown, which is a little bit outside of Philadelphia.
Right. And what happened?
I tried to find a Greyhound. I had to take like two Greyhound buses.
Uh-huh.
It was a 7-hour drive. I said the hell with it, you know. Whereas if it were located in New York City, I would have been able to go.
Right.
But, I mean, no, it's supposed to be a beautiful spot.
I've been there five times.
Well, come on.
And I live just as far away as you do.
God
bless. I made effort to go there, and the only reason, and that's, well, I went there on my honeymoon.
But that's a whole other show, Tom. We're not doing that. We're not going to go there.
That beats mine. I won a free throw shooting contest on my honeymoon. I thought that was bad.
You won a free throw? Well, we got to do a honeymoon show. The only thing I remember is the Cubs, my marriage was in 1984, so I remember going down the street and listening to Harry Carey going crazy about the 84 Cubs. But what can I say, What can I say? It'll be interesting. But that was just one guy's thought. I didn't necessarily ascribe to that. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
Right.
Because also you would preserve Yankee Stadium. But.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why he's saying it. But
the visitors
now, at this point, I don't think he could move it. I wouldn't.
Does anybody know what the visitors are, like at, say, comparing Canton to, like, Cooperstown?
Oh, I got to assume Cooperstown has way more.
I would think.
You'd think, but I don't know if that's true. I would assume that, but I wonder if that's really true. But just a thought. I don't know. I'll have to find it out.
Yeah.
For the next round table.
Right.
What else is new on the agenda?
I don't know.
Got Jose Offerman going crazy.
Oh,
do we care about that, really? Do we care about that, though? I don't even care about that.
I was just shocked that he was playing.
Well, true.
I mean, didn't he always seem to be kind of an upstanding kind of guy? Just sort of, I don't know. Didn't seem like he was the kind of guy that.
Yeah,
was,
he seemed to be a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
He was with a lot of teams, but.
You think it was
Roid rage?
I don't know.
Could be. Could be.
Wow.
You never know. I shared with Todd the other day, and I'm segueing to the good part of baseball. Stores up here, I think it's Target, I give them a plug, ding ding. They have the original Home Run Derby, Volume 1.
Right.
And then now Home Run Derby, Volume 2. Did you happen to check those out at all, Tom?
No.
That's awesome.
Way back.
Yeah.
Gone.
That is a very good. I was watching one. It was Ken Boyer versus Hank Aaron. And the guys are so, humility to the nth degree. Hank Aaron comes back. He just jolts one, and Mark Scott is the broadcaster. And Hank, you really put that one out there. And Hank's like, yeah, I had a little bit of luck. The wind was out there. And they show the flagpole. The flag was completely against the pole, flat down. He says, there's no wind out there, Hank. He goes, well, there was a little. They were just so self-deprecating, Hank Aaron, and you got Mickey Mantle going against
Mickey
Thomas
Mantle
Gilbert.
And Eddie Matthews.
Yeah, Mickey's like worried. Yeah, Thomas, you can really hit him a long way.
Eddie's a good home run hitter, Mark.
Right.
Right.
I'm nervous.
And you're a pretty fair hitter yourself. Well, if I get lucky now and again. Is that type of stuff that all filmed in, do you know where that series was filmed, Mr. Nelson? And I think you do, Todd, but you know where the series was filmed?
Yes.
Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Right. Not in Hollywood.
But Wrigley Field, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Wrigley Field, Los Angeles.
Okay.
It was a minor league park. They put miniature Wrigley out there. Matter of fact, didn't the Angels play their first year there?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
They bought, I think for a while the Cubs trained on Catalina Island back in the spring training in the 40s or the 50s. And actually has the Ivy at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles.
I heard a funny comment during the Braves game today. One of the Braves announcers was talking about Dave Justice and was referring to, one of a home run that Dave Justice hit. It was an important home run he hit, and I'm blanking on which one it was, but.
Oh, it was the home run with Halle Berry.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
No. I think he swung and missed with Halle Berry. he homered and then he struck out.
Anyway.
Homered and lost the game or something like that, right? Shoot. Oh, yeah, whatever, yeah.
But he said it was the most important home run in Braves history.
Sounds like a chip.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Wasn't there a more important home run in Braves history? And then he caught himself. There's the Aaron home run too.
57, right? When they won, or is that the one? Or no, you're saying the 714?
The Hank Aaron one.
Hank Aaron also hit the home run at 57 to win the pennant.
Right.
So. Which Justice home run are they referring to? I'm sorry to
be in
the series.
Did he hit one to win a playoff?
He hit one against Cleveland? I don't know, in the World Series.
Honestly, I was blanking on it. I was hoping one of you guys would know.
He did homer in a series against Cleveland, so I don't know.
That might have been it, yeah. Because apparently Justice came back and was part of the, on the field, celebrations before the game and all that, through the first ball, I think, and that kind of thing.
Game six, right. The Braves won 1-0. Justice homered in the sixth.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. You're quick.
Gotta love technology, huh?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it is. football Hall of Fame attendance last couple of years around 200,000.
Okay.
And thank you for technology again. Baseball Hall of Fame around 300,000. Not that great of a disparity.
Pretty close.
But you put that in New York, you're talking million, 2 million.
But you know what? Do you really want that many more people there? Because if you go there, it's
going to
be crowded.
No, I know. Yeah, there's a certain 350,000 annually. I think the annual attendance approaches 350,000 regularly.
I know.
Canton, well, about 200.
Yeah, but they've
200,000 for Canton.
75% more.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, well, but I mean, I argue that. I was at the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago, and they have probably a couple hundred thousand a year.
But it's the same people every week.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right. That's the bad news.
Hey, let's go down and look at Curly's statue again, eh? You want to come on? Let's go down and check it out, eh?
It's funny, they had a little, and here I go, I know this is a baseball show, but here, they had a little film on the Packers' history, and I took my son in there to watch it. It's about a 20-minute film. And they go back to the glory years of the 60s, and they talk about Max McGee in the first Super Bowl, and he was out all night. And there was, two older ladies in back of me, in their 60s and maybe early 70s. They were like, yeah, I remember that. That was really something. So they were, they know that piece of the story, They're in the – it's amazing. But anyway,
yeah.
The segue. See all the Hall of Fames you can, I say, even the team's
right.
Hall of Fame.
I've been to two.
Have you?
I've been to the football and the baseball.
Never been to football.
Baseball,
yeah.
Football, right. Basketball, and yeah, those are the three I've been to. Yeah.
I've never been to baseball, never been to football, but I have been to Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame three times. Don't ask me how that ever happened. I've been to the College Football Hall of Fame.
I've been to the Pittsburgh Sports Hall of Fame.
What did that think about? Oh, I'll be nice. Was it good? I was going to say
very
something.
Very nice. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Or the Western Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would be good. No, that would be,
that's really what it is. That's really what it is. You ought to,
right. You
should see the people in there. It'll blow you away. The number of guys that have come out of here. It's amazing.
All
this
done.
Little area.
And you got a lot of people from different sports too, so.
Huh?
I got handed to Tom Glavine before the show gets over. For number 300, and I guess now 301. He was tied, lefty. Eric passed lefty.
What's that?
He passed Carlton.
Who's the next, I'll put you guys on the spot. We had a discussion the other night. Do you think anybody will
Roy
win 300 again?
The only guy that has a shot, I think, is if he comes back and he's healthy, is Randy Johnson, but it doesn't look promising. And if he doesn't,
what about Oswalt? He's only 26, 27, is that right?
Don't see it.
Don't see it?
How many does he have?
Oh, it's only 130,
look it up.
30, maybe.
They don't have a good future, I don't think, for the next few years coming up on him either.
I think somebody will. I don't know who it will be, but
I don't know.
It's got to be someone who's relatively young. The
guys lose a lot of wins now. You know, they're only going six innings, and bullpens are coming in and blowing games for these guys.
Right.
Well, that's part of it, too, yeah. Well, that's it, too. They don't stick around.
Yeah,
they don't stick around.
Yeah.
Mark Burley's at 106, maybe.
I was going to say, a lot of these pitchers are sticking around until they're 42, 43.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in games.
Well, that's true, too. Right, they stick around longer. No, wait, they have more longevity in the game, but they don't last very long in one single game. They are about the seventh inning.
I agree. So in one way it hurts, but another way it's gonna help. So I don't know. It could happen.
Actually, Mark Burley's got a long shot, but he's 2 years younger than Oswald.
How many?
He's won about 105, 106, like 27, 106 wins.
Yeah,
you'd have to go. You'd have to be pretty consistent.
Right.
But.
You see him winning 200 games in the next
play in Chicago.
Well, no, he's not a dominant guy, so you'd think not, but you never know. You didn't think, I bet you if you look back 15 years, Glavin would not be on the radar. Heck, even 6 or 7 years, he was not on the radar to win 300 games, I don't think.
I suppose.
But,
I don't know. Those guys play with teams. I mean, it certainly helps, you know, when your team is winning.
You can get a, will anybody ever pitch 300 innings again? I say somebody will, just because I think, trends come around, and I think somehow, some way, they're going to start doing that again.
I doubt it. I
doubt it, too, now. You know, with the money these guys are making today.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the overriding concern.
They're not going to take any chances with these guys anymore.
Tim Wakefield could do it. Come on. Tim Wakefield could do it, Charlie. Hager could.
Yeah.
Wakefield could, but, you know, the problem with Wakefield is, he's pitching good this year, but I mean, you know, for the most part, he'll have a couple good games, then he gets slapped around like crazy.
Right.
He gets out, you know, he's knocked out in the second, third inning. You know, when he doesn't have it. That's his problem.
If that ball doesn't dance, then there's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. But another Pucko.
Does anyone notice, besides myself, that the Nationals, I almost called them the Senators, that Nationals are actually not doing that bad this year.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I thought they made a heck of a trade. I didn't hear who they gave up, so I should reserve judgment. But getting Willie Mulpena, I thought, was a great move.
Right. I mean,
again, I don't know what they paid for that.
Okay, they're in this place. I know that. But there was talk at the beginning of the season that they'd lose 120. And I didn't fall for that myself, but I mean, I think that, you know, they've got 55 wins right now, and they can only win more. And like you said, Chuck, they're making some moves, and I think, you know, they're only, a game behind Florida right now, so I think they're doing okay.
Is that right? Only game back to Florida?
Relatively speaking,
Is next year the year for their new park, or is it 2 years? Do we know that? I don't think. Okay, so if you're out there, National fans, the legions of National fans, please call in.
Right.
It was actually good. I think it was on
the blog to go to is federalbaseball.com. That's the Nationals blog. Federal Baseball.
Federal Baseball. MLB.com had an interesting article on Montreal. I think it was MLB.com the other day. Yeah, gone but not forgotten. So Russ Martin is from Montreal, and Gagne, and there's a number of guys from Montreal, I guess, still playing, and I guess the Montreal fans still follow.
Hello?
Did they get a raw deal? I think they did. I mean, I'm of the opinion that every city can support Major League Baseball if it's,
the
marketing.
Oh, they certainly
didn't do it. Well, pretty end, but I mean, you can look at the Pirates, you can look at Cleveland, you can look at the Sox. The
Pirates are getting 20,000 a game.
No, I'm saying now. I know they got a new park and everything. You know,
they've had a new park. It's been 6 years. They're still getting
Stadium Olympique was really a hellhole from what I heard. You know,
that's what I've heard too.
Right. I'm just saying, if you had a nice, like a PNC park, you know, that changes the whole outlook of everything.
Right. I guess.
So that, I don't know. In Cleveland was when they had that big old municipal stadium, they weren't drawing beans, and now they were selling out for 4 straight years, and then they kind of fit, there's a lot of ebbs and flows in the attendance game, so I don't know.
Hey, Chuck, you were asking earlier about the Pirates and free agent signings. I forgot to mention a big one they did a couple of weeks ago.
Which is?
They picked up Peter Bergeron.
They picked up Bergeron? And who is he? Yeah, God bless him.
Remember that center fielder for the Expos?
Yeah.
Back in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, they picked him up. Yeah.
Kind of flew under the radar.
Yeah, look at each other.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I watched ESPN three nights in a row. They never mentioned it once.
They never did? Yeah. That's why, you know what? If the people want the real hardcore baseball news, you turn to the Zealot. Don't bother with ESPN.
Hey, I'm curious to know why you thought that was a great trade for the Nationals getting Willy Mopeña.
Oh, because he's never had 500 at-bats. I think the guy can hit 35 to 40 home runs if you give him 500 at-bats. And he's young, too. He can hit, flat-out hit homers. He never really got the at-bats. I like Willy. As you can tell.
I think this cracks me out. I go out to baseballreference.com, and guess who sponsors the Willy Mopeña page?
They what? They sponsor?
No. Well, people sponsor the pages.
Who is that?
Oh, do they? Okay, I didn't know that.
Sons of Sam Horn.
That's a Boston Red Sox society. I don't know what that does, but yeah.
No, I know, but that's who's sponsoring the Willy Mopeña page. I think that's appropriate. Because to me,
that's
I think they're almost the same player.
No, Sam Horn had about 300 at-bats in the majors. Let's look that one up. And Willy Mo is Sam Horn. I'll tell you what, you give him a shot, he'll be every bit the player of Adam Dunn. I'm going to go on record and say that.
It has the sponsor.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
And then the sponsor can put a little blurb on their page, on their section.
Yeah, right.
And it has sonsofsamhorn.com is the sponsor, and their blurb is, so much potential, so little time.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's it. So little time given. Sam Horn,
hey,
there's
Todd,
a name.
Yes. You used to have Webb on your Apple team. You don't have him on your team anymore, right?
Right, I traded him for Adam Dunn.
Okay, well, that was a fair deal. can't complain of how Webb's doing right now, huh?
Oh, no, it's not that I didn't like him. I just needed the power
right now,
in my lineup. Yeah, and I had, you know, I was
that's
a little
called
deep
a segue.
At the time.
Called a transition in radio talk.
Yeah, no, no, Webb is pitching awesome.
Oh, my God.
How did you learn how to do that, Tom? Did you have to go to school for that stuff?
I guess. I should go back and relearn that kind of stuff.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I want to see Willy Mo now. Who did they give up to get Willy Mo? I love Willy Mo now. We're going to do a Willy Mo watch. And we had 156 ABs. He said 68 home runs. Now you got me wondering.
What?
He only had 156 at-bats this year. So, come on.
You don't think
give the man a break. He's already homered. He's already
homered every 30 times up.
What?
That's about, he homered every 30 times up.
Last year he
had 11 homers and 276 at bats.
Every 25. The other year before was about every 18.
He had a year with the Reds. He had 26 homers and 336 at bats. I mean, the potential's there. I'm not saying he doesn't have the potential. I just didn't think it's ever going to come to fruition.
Well, I don't think they paid anything for the guy, just like Dimitri Young.
Probably not.
You know, that's what.
Yeah.
Is Omar Minaya, who does he GM
he's
for?
The Mets.
He's the Mets.
The Mets he's
now.
The Mets. Yeah.
Oh, they got the old Reds GM.
Bowden.
I think that's right. So, no, they've done better than people expected. Heck, they got four more wins than your beloved, right? The Buccos. So,
yeah.
I mean, you didn't say anything. You weren't touting the Bucs over the Nationals. I was talking about other guys that were.
Yeah.
But. Hey, I got no room to speak as my team just went into the cellar over the weekend. So
there you go.
Oh.
They did. I got to look up Sam Horn. Horn, I should say.
I looked him up.
He had a couple. He played more than I thought he did.
Who sponsors the Sam Horn page?
His rookie year, which is 20 years ago, guys. He knocked out 14 homers and 158 at bats. So that's a pretty good ratio.
Sam Horn's page is sponsored by No Moss.
So it's not sponsored by Sam Horn.
If you
62 homers and 1,040 at bats, it's not bad.
Right.
No. The quote on that page is, if you subtract 80% of Josh Beckett's starts last season, he actually had a great year.
That's great.
That's right, dog.
Hey,
that's one way to look at it.
That's like the Hawk Harrelson quote talking about Julio Ramirez. You know, if Julio could hit, he'd be a good ball player.
That's right. Great. I love this guy. Look, boy, this guy just looks like a ball player. If he could swing the bat better, he'd be. Yeah, that was right. That was the Hawk for you.
That's true.
I wish Teddy Ballgame was on. He just compared Josh Fields. Oh, you know who we compared Josh Fields to the other day?
Armin Killebrew.
You heard it. You heard it. Yeah.
I was watching the game. It was on GM.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I think he looks like, although I'm not really sure who he is, and he looks like he's going to be a pretty decent player. But Armin Killebrew wouldn't be my top 50 comparisons to him.
Do you think he was comparing him as far as looks or just as numbers-wise? That's what he thought he could do.
I think because they play third. I think that's it. I don't know what other. I think they play, and
they play third equally well,
yeah,
too,
right.
Don't they?
I think so. And they both use the alphabet to spell their names. I think that's the closest comparison. I think they both use. Yeah, you heard that one. Okay, good. That was, Ben told me that the other day, and I could not believe it, so.
Yeah.
But I like Josh. Don't get me wrong. Josh is doing fine.
He's got some pop, don't he? He has some pop.
He does. Former quarterback, Oklahoma State. I think he played in the Cotton Bowl, somebody said. Does that sound right?
Oh, really?
No, yeah, I think so. If not, it sure makes for a good cocktail fodder. I don't know if that's true.
He went to Oklahoma State, yeah.
And how can you not like a ball player named Fields? Come on. You got to like that, right?
Fields.
I mean, what can I say? And there's only been two other Fields in the major leagues history, according to MLB.com. Bruce Fields. Played in 86-89. The immortal Jocko Fields.
And you're forgetting George Fields.
The
1870s.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't see him here.
George Fields. Played 18 games.
Played in the 2004 Cotton Bowl.
For the Middletown Mansfields.
Josh Fields.
2004 Cotton Bowl. See, we are good.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, give us a computer. We are like unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So, 13 home runs so far for Josh. A little bit more trivia. My daughter Kate and I saw Josh Fields' first major league home run live.
Wow.
So we got that going for us, which is nice.
So did the guy that sponsors his page.
Josh Fields got a page sponsored?
Well, yeah. Exile in Wrigleyville sponsors it. And it says, I was at the cell when you hit your first major league home run.
What was he doing?
Oh, really? Well, it was Tim and I and Kate and probably about another 75 other people. Wasn't
it
a highly attended game
year, against, that's for sure.
Against the Tigers, a right. September game. They were losing about 9-3 at the time, and we managed to, don't tell the chairman this, but we managed to sneak down right into the second row for the last inning, so we saw it kind of close up there.
There you go.
But what can I tell you? But then again, we love Joe.
He's got to the big leagues quick, though.
He did. I don't know where he's going to play next year if Creedy comes back, if and when.
Yeah.
But, what can I say? Is Creedy getting a card in Napa? That's the key that we always want to know.
What? How many bats does he have?
I don't know. That's the question. We'd be very crushed.
167.
Darn, he gets a card.
I've got an offer for a third baseman, and I'm not probably
47.
Probably,
you want to trade? Creedy for Blaylock? You want to do that, Tom? Just
that?
For fun or no?
What's the trade?
Should we trade like Creedy for Blaylock? Would that be fun? I don't know. Maybe.
No, I've got better offers than that.
Who knows? Blaylock's got better offers than that.
No, I do. I'm not at liberty to tell you what it is. But
I can't believe you even had an offer for Creedy.
I got an offer for a reliever. I can tell you that much. Someone offered me a full-time all-star for third baseman for a reliever. I'll tell you that much.
For a reliever. Yeah, for a reliever. I'm just swapping players. I'm not talking about.
And I'm tempted to do it, but it's going to be a very strong draft from third baseman. You got Kuzmanoff, Gordon, the good guy, Braun, Irimura.
You'll never see him, Tom.
Well, I know I won't, but because he's picked, you know, Gordon might be there, or what's this guy, Reynolds? He's a third baseman, right?
For the Phillies?
There's a few.
So there's
a few,
five or six
all I can
good
tell
third
you.
Baseman out there who I can pick. So I may not do the deal at all. I may just pick one in the draft. And
you got Matt Cato.
Will probably be picked first.
Matt Cato.
Who?
Don't forget Matt Cato.
Matt Cato. Right. That's right.
Oof.
So
for Pirates.
Anyway.
Wasn't he in the O.J. Simpson deal? Matt Cato? That wasn't...
Hey, Cato.
Yeah. O.J.'s guy? No, it wasn't?
He was
okay.
The guy
just wondering.
In the house, right?
Yeah, I think
Cato.
That was it.
Cato Caitlin.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, this guy just kind of, oh, I know it was close.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Chuck,
hey,
I owe you,
hey, guys, what do these players have in common?
Oh, you got some more trivia for us. Who?
Masumi Kawada.
Who is he? Sorry.
Don Kelly, Humberto Cota, Dan Kolb, Marty McCleary, John Wadsden, and Matt Cato.
I'd say the thing they have in common is you all just mentioned them together on this show. But that won't work,
I
huh?
don't know.
The Pirates have had 8 occasions this season in which they've designated a player for assignment. These were the players.
Okay.
Every one of them had to clear waivers, right? They all
yeah.
did. 2 of them have done it twice. These are the guys that the Pirates are coming up with. They're bringing up and down. I mean, come on. Nobody even wants them. They can clean them for $10,000 and they don't even take them.
That's not a good sign. But you did get Bobby Hill from the Cubs for Ramirez, so keep
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he played a year.
Yeah, that should make you feel good tonight when you hit the pillow.
Chuck, I officially owe you a soft drink.
You do, but then you were kind of right in theory that Zambrano did sign. So.
Well, of course he's going to sign. He just he was supposed to sign.
I didn't know he was going to sign the Cubs for sure.
Chuck and I had a deal, but a deal that he would be signed before the season started. He did not, but he did get signed. So I'm happy, and you're happy because you get a free drink.
You think I'll ever see that drink though? Is the question.
We have an all-star weekend coming up in our Apple League coming up in, what? We don't know. We don't have a date.
We don't know when
that's
coming up.
That's a good question. I guess whenever, you know, maybe 2 of us will get together one weekend if everybody
right.
else shows
yeah.
up to do it
but
or
I'll,
not.
I, will
whatever.
Bring you your
I guess
then.
We guess. We have to guess and figure it out.
We'll figure it out. The White Sox signed Jermaine Dye yesterday too, so I guess that's
2-22.
A good thing,
I brought Harold Zambrano for that.
Sam
Brano
I guess it's good.
5. Yep, the big Z.
The big Z, the hothead for 5 years. I wish him nothing but the best of luck.
You
yeah,
wish
right.
he was on the south side,
all right.
buddy.
No, I don't. Please, no, I don't.
Oh, baloney. If you don't want a Carlos Zambrano on your team, then you're not a fan. Come
you name on. Me, you name me the last, you name me the last hothead.
They don't have a
that,
pitcher better wait. Than him.
Oh, baloney.
They don't have
Burley,
a pitcher on the White Sox better than Zambrano.
Burley's every bit as good as Zambrano. You're crazy if you think that. He's pitching in the National League.
Okay.
Okay, and Garland's
right.
better than
okay.
him too. If not
all
they.
Right.
All right. Let's
okay.
time to close the show. All right. If you guys want to email us, and why would you want email us, Chuck?
Well, you can email us in a variety of things. You have a question, perhaps. Perhaps you have a comment on the show. Perhaps, Todd, you have something else you might want to email. I don't know. There's many reasons why you'd want to email us.
Those are good reasons. I like that.
Those are good. Those are good. Maybe
yeah,
you
like
can
that.
Add a couple to that.
If you,
more frequent shows. You want more of us. You want less
go.
Of us. You want,
you can
you want more interviews.
You can,
or even just a topic. If you want a topic that we can try to handle, we'll give it a shot. It's,
yeah, there
you
go. You
know? What the heck?
Your email address is feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. You can even leave us a voicemail. And no prank calls, please. We got a couple of those already.
You should have said that.
2-1-0-2, seriously.
Yeah.
2-1-0-2. Now you'll get them.
8-8-3.
Did I, like, of course, I was able to disguise my voice properly, Tom, or did you know it was me?
They can't hear us. 217-883-4571. Or you can go, or you can always go to our website, and this is our blog address. It's www.thebaseballzealot.com. Maybe Todd will post those predictions that he had. That would be awesome. And
yeah.
I think that's all I have. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well, one last thing I forgot to mention too.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I got real excited. I picked up the sports page here in the Berg, and
yeah,
the little blurb that said Pirates got Zambrano. I'm like, whoa, Victor.
Victor.
Oh, maybe Littlefield.
Another signing that ESPN just watched right over.
You know, maybe Littlefield thought he was getting the other Zambrano. Is that possible?
That's,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Little brain.
That little brain, little
brain.
Field.
That reminds me of the, of, remember the old Apple League? The, bunch? He drafted Vinny Castilla.
Cool.
This actually
oh,
worked out. He got drafted Vinny Castilla thinking he was getting, Luis Castillo.
I remember that.
The name mixed up, and actually it worked out because Vinny Castillo turned out to be a pretty decent player.
He eventually had them both. Castillo and Castillo.
Castillo, yeah.
What can I say?
Chuck.
Well, good luck. Good luck. Let's do this again soon. You know, if you blink, you might miss the Cubs running first, or you might not. They might start getting to that lead. You never know.
Right.
So we're very good.
Go Cubs.
Go Sox. Go Pirates.
All right. See you guys.
Everybody but the Red Sox. Sorry, Red Sox fans. No, we like the Red Sox too.
Red Sox will not make the playoffs. That's my prediction.
What's
Yankees
that?
There. Boy, they're coming.
Red Sox will not make the playoffs.
Well, if you go back to our original prediction show, I didn't have the Red Sox making
it. If you play it after the season, it's supposed to be right. Okay.
Well,
signing off.
Sounds good. Very good. Take care, guys.
All right,
see you.